you put it out and you don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes, people, this is Franz Von. You're locked into Sounds Like This Radio on Sheffield Live. Big up yourself. I'm gonna go my way. Love!
I always ask any guest on my radio show to recommend three songs that they just think, they don't have to be a favourite, because I can't do that.
Yeah.
But three songs, it might be something you're listening to at the moment, or something that you just feel is, oh, this is an incredible piece of music, you need to hear it. I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
But, no.
But I do it. I do it for me, because I'm like, oh, I want to hear three.
No. Yeah. There are too many.
It can be.
Oh, so you heard this? Always listen. John Hassell.
John Hassell.
Yeah. He's maybe, as far as the trumpet, maybe like he's a big influence for me.
Yeah.
How I approach everything. So I collect out his record.
Yeah.
I'm kind of coming, like, you know, chillax for John Hassell right now. But in jazz, I like this artist called Chico Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. Chico Hamilton.
Yeah. Not too many people care about him.
But
this guy's from West Coast, only his own. Then he did so much of different things. So that's I collect out of his records.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's nobody. Some people care, but not too many people, so it's good to get all
Can you recommend just one track for him?
The one album like is the Chick 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 or something.
Chick Chick Chick.
Yeah. My father had it actually.
Okay.
And when I was young, like, what was this record? This is kind of weird. And that was my, I love that record. Yeah. Kind of big, but it's all like new, like UK, like include you guys also, yeah. Like all young guys, what they do, you know?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, it's not song, but
no, that's fine. That's
fine. Like, well, because I don't know how long you've been doing this, but you know, I started in early 90s. I heard in the Boston, the out of Jamaicans in the Boston, like Bristol,
yeah.
Not as much, but they're doing a sound system party.
Yeah.
So I end up like going to sound system, like, because I know like sound system a little bit in Japan, but I end up this sound system, this guy's playing something like really super heavy bass.
Yeah.
It's not really reggae.
Yeah.
So that's always like, besides jazz, so as for the music, yeah, that's kind of changed.
Sounds like this on a Sunday. Through to 8 o'clock tonight. Don't forget at 9, you got the night train, Paul and Steve. In the background, Mark Force, Prophecy. As Takuya was talking about his love of UK sound system culture. And we're going to hear a little bit more from him in just a moment. It's probably worth just mentioning that Cabal turned 25 years old last night, then returned to the scene of the first one at Yellow Arch Studios. Massive, massive shout out to Winston, Rafe, Pipes, Toddler, Coco was down there, Aziza J as well. So many familiar faces, had a great dance. I was meant to be going home about 9:30 and doing a swapperoo. So I kind of went in hard, like not half a pint and 3.5 hours of dancing. And so I was kind of like, by 9:30, I was like, oh God, my hip hurts. Anyway, but the vibes in there from the off were going off. So big shout out to them. Absolute institution. And yeah, definitely sound system style with Ray's sound system sounding great. Although I'm glad I had my plugs in. A little bit more from Takuya. As I say, his album Pleasure Seekers is out now. I'm kind of like going back through his back catalogue. I've sort of picked up a couple of EPs and other bits and bobs, and it is all top quality stuff. Let's hear a little bit more from the man.
Yeah, I'm not so much of a traditional guy, but now, like, if you find something good and you can, I used to think like this capsules thinking like all the features always new, but it's things go like more like spinning, you know. Time doesn't go like linear. It's like,
especially now, I don't know if you saw the audience tonight, the range of age in Sheffield. There was people there who were 19, 20 and the older guys at the back.
Well, you know, as far as, like, you know, my favourite is Hive, DJ Hive.
Yeah, DJ Hive, oh, yeah. He's my... Incredible, yeah. He's played here many times. Big influence.
Well, after jazz, you know, because a little bit problem in the jazz when I moved to New York in the 90s, because the jazz was kind of finally died, sort of, because hip-hop took over.
Yeah. Jazz. Also, of course, you were there in the 90s when the hip hop was taking off. Yeah.
Well, I think the sound of jazz, the vibe of jazz, went to everything, including the jungle.
Yeah.
Hip hop. So, when I went to New York, like, oh shit, it's not street music anymore. We went to the music school.
Yeah.
And it was like for the educational like program, and there's money involved in that, because education is a big business. So that was a little bit like, okay, that's not what I was like. I was a little too late for it.
Am I safe with you?
everything I am.
Final thing to ask you, tell us about your new album, because the album Pleasure Seekers, Lisa Shaw's on it. She's a great singer.
Yeah, I used to, that's the thing, like, I used to do the jungle party in the 90s, like 96 to 2000.
Yeah.
Good straight, like every week.
Yeah.
Me and this guy, Jojo Maya on drums.
Yeah.
Couple different bass players, Tim LaFebvre, people from Giant Steps Party.
Yeah.
So, like, what happened in New York was maybe similar in England, but it was a phase of kind of jazz. I said jazz goes to kind of jungle.
Yeah.
That time, you know.
Yeah.
So we used to have every Tuesday party called Prohibited Beats. And she was always the regular singer.
Yeah.
And the band. And Zulu Nation guys, TC, some of you remember?
Yeah.
TC was... guest DJs, you know, the New York DJ back then.
Yeah.
So we used to play every week.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, so like I made that track like maybe when the garage kind of sound came to New York.
Yeah.
Or in the world. we didn't call, was name was kind of big, you know. Yeah. We used to call two-step, speed garage, whatever. So that was sad and kind
did
of.
That, did that land? That land in New York? Was it? Was it?
Not, well, not too much.
Yeah,
but I was.
But you were listening.
Yeah. I was listening. I was even doing a remix for the streets.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we become heroes. So like, so I was listening that. So I was, oh, let's make this. And we make those, and then, you know, things change, and I kept that song.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's finally came out.
We were like, yeah, it's great. Yeah. But it really works well on the new album. Like, I was listening, you know, the album as a whole is beautifully programmed from the first track to the last. I was listening to it, and I thought, you know, I'm an album listener. I like to listen to an album from beginning to end. Yeah. I like to hear the all the different
Well, it's not typical. You know, I'm having sometimes to make straight bass. It's so many made, so I can perform with anyway. So to make it, it's a little bit intimidated, you know. So you know what I mean, you know? So like, and always try to my own take. So it's you know, but some people like, you know, Tim, those guys, they can just go for it because they just they just find it and they're just so excited, so they just make kind of their own version.
Yeah.
Also borrowing from the past, but also, you know, there's this time thing, So, But, you know, I try to make my, just like, don't think about, just like, make.
Just make
drum bass, like.
Just make music.
I like, don't care about my creativity, just just slow everything into
it. But I think that comes through. And I think, you know, obviously I live in this city.
Yeah.
And there's a strong crowd on a Thursday night to come and hear your music and hear you live. There was an excitement in the crowd,
and I think
that's because of the authenticity that comes through. You know, you're making stuff that you clearly this is me, I'm doing this, you know.
It's interesting, the DJ world, everybody want to be, well, first they want to make something like generic and just have a problem to doing it anyway, but the focus is like it makes that sounds like this. But every time, you know, here obviously, like, especially back then, like from this guy to this guy and to about the Edge Rush and everybody, like, wow, this is different and different. And at some point, that was maybe too much for me because I'm kind of junglish still.
I want
to breaks somewhere. So I kind of stopped it away, but you know. But it was always like progress, you know. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, and thank you so for the interview. I really appreciate it.
Yes.
Can I get you to do me a jingle? Yeah, he did do me a jingle. Big thanks to Takuya Nakamura. Check out his album Pleasure Seekers. This is the title track featuring Lisa Shaw. Play there.
Brighter Days family, Brownswood Recordings, that one called Japan Greatly. Kicks. And I dug this one out for the warm up for Takuya the other night. Sounded really good. 2002. Remember it being a big tune at Bar Umber in London on a Monday night. Shout out to Plusey. This was called Dark Jazzer.
Like an African drum. Black man, African proud and that. Big boy, man, an outcast and that. Different from the rest, yeah, my thing finesse from my mouth and I pack my chat. Put a bomb, but one test is break them down like say we play Tetris. Yeah, so ancestors, yeah, they got my back. 442 formation attack when I'm on. Big machine when I'm on. Pull a dip and man, I bust no gun when I'm on. Fully on beef, no quan. Sniper aim for the headshot gun. Run like we do 100 meters. Everything black, man, I meet night creeper. Deeper, 6 foot deep undertaker. Later, send your soul to your maker. Black on black when I enter, they gon' know my agenda. Stand up tall like defender, bad man return to sender. Black on black when I enter, they gon' know my agenda. Stand up tall like defender, bad man return to sender. Badder than Banabas, bad man war. Big machine make a boy go war. What the bomb, the thing go boss. No down for driver, Kasala boss. Wahala day when I enter danger. Pinocchio with the long nose ranger. Futuristic, the shot na laser. If you reach up a man in Asia. They go no saying I'm here on them. TV one not compete with Prem. Do my thing go and not send them. Who better than who better than none? Who better than who better than none? Who better than who better than none? They go no saying I'm here on them. Black on black when I enter, they go know my agenda. Stand up tall like defender, bad man return to sender. Black on black when I enter, they go know my agenda. Stand up tall like defender, bad man return to sender. Black on black when I enter, they go know my agenda. Stand up tall like defender, bad man return to sender. Black on black when I enter, they go know my agenda. Stand up tall like defender, bad man return to sender.
We'll be right back.
Another one on Fluid Ounce. The label's been going now for 20-odd years, and I don't know if they took a bit of a break, but they've been sort of putting loads of stuff out recently. That one's called Paul and Me, the Oliveira Sessions. Inside the last 10, 12 minutes of a later than schedule sounds like this. I hope if you have tuned in, you've enjoyed it. Obviously, I'm back on the proper time, hopefully next week. This one's a brand new one from someone called Tara Clerkin Trio. She had an EP out, I think, about 3 years ago, and this is a brand new one from her.
Thank you.
Definitely been in that space this evening. Okay, final tune for me coming up. You just heard Jenna. It's a really, I love that album. It's called The Pleasure Is Yours. Kareem Riggins and a singer called Liv. And before that, Tara Clerkin Trio. Yeah, and big thanks to Takuya Nakamura for the interview, the words and the music. Back next week. This is going to leave you with this one. Brian Jackson, Now or Never? Is it Now or Ever? I can't remember the name. Anyway, it's the album coming out on BBE, who are celebrating their 30th anniversary this year. And obviously, Brian Jackson, key collaborator with Gil Scott-Heron back in the day. And a lot of these tracks are sort of like new versions of the classics. And this one is Home Is Where the Hatred Is. Thank you very much for listening. Take care.
Quit it, kick it, quit it, God, when did you ever try?